This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military aid package for Ukraine, expected to finally pass this week, is a potential game-changer. But the battlefield impact could take some time, with Russian troops still far outnumbering Ukraine's. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
One soldier, whose call sign is Sailor, says a shortage of shells has reduced Ukraine's covering fire for its infantrymen, costing lives and territory.
If they had passed the aid package bill earlier, we would have lost a bit less ground. We could have maybe taken back some ground.
The $61 billion aid package comes after 6 months of congressional wrangling. It could replenish Kyiv's critically low stocks of weaponry and air defenses, and likely improve its chances of averting a major Russian breakthrough in the east. Kyiv still faces manpower shortages on the battlefield and questions about the strength of its sprawling frontline ahead of a potential Russian summer offensive.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. EU foreign ministers agreed in principle on Monday to expand sanctions on Iran following Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel. The bloc's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said,
"In order to cover missiles and their potential, by the time being is, has not happened, but potential transfer to Russia."
Several EU countries had called for widening the drone-related sanctions regime to cover missiles and transfers to proxy forces. An independent review of the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff list it has received annually since 2011. The review was carried out after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the agency known as UNRWA had participated in the October 7th attack.